You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big money now on new siding from LP SmartSide at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP SmartSide today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
And welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I am super excited to be joined by the executive director of the Senior Bowl, who went to the greatest university in the entire world, universe, anywhere. I bet you guys can't guess where it was. Jim Nagy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tracy. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And I have known Jim a long time. He is friends with my brother, which Jim did not realize we were related for quite some time. So I love that. But what a fun Michigan Sandler connection.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
So, Jim, the draft is next week. I can't believe it. I feel like we've been talking about the draft forever, which this seems to always happen with the draft. I feel like we're talking about it forever, and then here it is. So it is next week. I'd love to start by talking 49ers. This is a team that doesn't need a lot. Obviously, they are a pretty solid team. They just lost by 3 points in overtime in the Super Bowl, so that's not a team that's exactly in a rebuild. But there are things they do need. They currently hold the 31st pick in the draft. The consensus is that they'll probably end up drafting an offensive tackle. Who are some names that stand out to you? Do you think there's any chance they go a different direction? And last but not least, do you see them trading up to make sure they really do get their guy?
Yeah, okay. There's a lot there.
There's a lot.
I will defer to your expertise, Tracy, on the needs. So if the number one needs tackle, we'll stay at tackle.
I would say that's number one need.
I'm not gonna try to be the national guy that comes in and tells you what your team needs. You know that team way better than I do. When it comes to tackle, it's pretty well known that this is a really good tackle class, and it's really shaped up to be an overall offensive line draft. There's been the center class really kind of emerged out of Senior Bowl week. And there's some guys that are in that mix now, like in day two, that I don't think the league saw as potential starters. And then they had a good week here and they had good combines. So it's a deep offensive line class. I think, you know, you're probably out at 31. You're probably out of like the Tyler Guyton sweepstakes from Oklahoma. I think he's the most athletic one in the draft. I think his best football is way ahead of him. I think there's more guys that are probably a little more NFL ready than Tyler, but he just does things athletically that most of the guys in this, probably any of the guys in this class, can't do. So you're probably looking in like that Jordan Morgan from Arizona, Kingsley Suamatia from BYU. Roger Rosengarten is a name. Like I saw Mel Kiper throw Roger's name up there, which is cool. He's kind of been one of my personal favorites. You know, I felt like I was pushing Roger into day two after Senior Bowl. Cause I think going into Senior Bowl, he was like, Roger was like a fringe top 100 guy, like late three, early four, you know, just based on, we talk to teams all the time. So that's where teams had him. And now that he's getting Mel Kiper buzz into the first round, that's pretty cool. I'll say this about Roger. Like, he played right tackle there at Washington with Troy Fatanu on the left side. And sometimes when they come to Mobile and they have to flop to the other side, it doesn't always look real pretty, right? It's a lot harder than people think. I'll say that. Like, if you're right-handed, try brushing your teeth left-handed for a couple of days. It's not easy. And Roger looked great in his left tackle snaps. So there's another name, I'm trying to think about our board and guys we had, but most of them were here. You know, Taliesin Fuaga from Oregon State was here. I think he's going to be long gone. I think he's going to go in probably that 10 to 15 range. But those are some really good names. All those guys can play. I mean, Jordan Morgan isn't a slam dunk tackle. I think he might end up inside. He's very much like Bergeron that Atlanta took from Syracuse last year in the second round. And Matthew Bergeron ended up playing guard all year for the Atlanta Falcons and was a 17-game starter, but it was a guard. So I think there's a little tweener stuff with Jordan. He's not a slam dunk tackle. I think if you drafted him, you would try him there first. And then if it didn't work, you know, if the lack of length was showing up, then you kick him inside. But those are some names that I think is going to be right there in the wheelhouse for the 49ers. And maybe another one you could throw in there would be Graham Barton from Duke. I think there's two guys in this class that can play all five spots, Graham Barton being one, Dom Pooney from Kansas being the other. I think, you know, Graham is super athletic guy and he's been left tackle at Duke his whole career. Most of his career, he played center early on. We had him committed to come play in the Senior Bowl. He had a tough injury the second to last game of the regular season, so he couldn't participate here. We were going to rep him extensively at center. I think his best spot will be center, but because he's played out there at tackle so much, I think if he did slide to 31, I think that's a guy, and I don't think he'll get there, but if he did, I think he's a guy that John and Kyle would seriously have to consider.
It's interesting because in drafting a tackle, they're going to want that person to start at right tackle, most likely, or at least compete to start. But that person will also probably be their plan for when Trent Williams retires. Right. So when you talk about right and left and brushing your teeth, you know, with your right hand, if you're left-handed, vice versa, that person is going to have some versatility. There have been a few mocks that have the 49ers trading up. One in particular where they trade up to 21 for Marius Mims. And it's interesting because when a team doesn't need that much, but you need one thing that you really do need, do you trade up and make that move? Obviously, there's no way for us to know. But when you look at Mims as a player and as an offensive lineman, does that feel like the type of player you do trade up for?
You could. He's really gifted. He's a really talented guy. He hasn't played a lot of football. There's really, in terms of like track record, there's not as much there than most of these guys we've talked about and we've hit on are, you know, 3-4 year starters. So you'd be banking on the upside of the player, but you're in a position now where you did go to a Super Bowl last year with Colton McKivitz as your right tackle. So you've won a lot of games with the guy. And so you probably could shelf Mims for a year if you needed to and groom him. That wouldn't be out of the question for sure. You know, the hard part for us, the outsiders, like we didn't have Mims in the Senior Bowl. I didn't talk to a lot of guys at Georgia about him, so I don't know too much about the person. But that's the part from the outside where all of us in the, you know, the media and peripheral, you know, that we aren't in the buildings every day. you know, offensive line is such a makeup position, like football mm-hmm. character, personal character to me. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, like that offensive line is one position to me personally. My philosophy is like, I will give a little bit on the athlete side mm-hmm. to get a guy that I know is like super tough, competitive, durable, smart. Like it is to me, it's a really intangibles based position. So that's what I don't know about Mims. Whereas I do know I am more confident in some of these other guys just because I know them better. But could you justify a trade up for a player you were in love with? Yeah, absolutely. Because again, you've won a ton of games with McKibbitz.
And the 49ers are in the enviable position that they have a heck of an offensive line coach in Chris Furser. And you mentioned they went to the Super Bowl with Colt McKibbitz. So we'll see what they can do. This is going to be an interesting draft for them. And I've talked a lot about this on the pod, but it's their first draft in the Lynn Shanahan era without Adam Peters. And I'm just so curious to see what a difference that makes and, you know, what that changes for them. But they are in the enviable position that they don't need a lot. So I would say their second need pass offensive tackle is corner. Probably outside corner, but it depends what they want to do with D'Amador Lenore. Do they want to keep him inside? Do they want to keep him outside? My favorite corner in the draft that will surprise no one is Mike Sanrastil, but that's, you know, for obvious reasons for us. But who are some of the guys that jump out to you, especially when you look at day two and even early in day three?
I mentioned center earlier, that position ended up being probably stronger than a lot of people thought. Corner's the same way. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of guys really show out. During the Senior Bowl, you bring up Mikey Sanrastil. I mean, you can go back on social media. I've been banging the drum for this guy since last May when we first started watching him. He was one of my mm-hmm. favorite players in the draft. So it hurt when, you know, Mikey was committed to come play in the game, and then they had that long run through the national championship, which is mm-hmm. awesome. And he just felt like he was too beat up to come to Mobile, which I was bummed about because I'm a huge fan of the kid. He's a great mm-hmm. player. He would be in that mix. I think some other guys like Max Melton, from mm-hmm. Rutgers is a similar guy. Probably has a little more outside versatility than Mikey does. But the thing I loved about Sanrastil is that he could legit play wide receiver for you. Like yeah. if you got in a pinch, like he could line up, and we watched his wide receiver tape, you know, a couple of years ago. It's good. Mm-hmm. And then he's got, you know, special teams value. But Max Melton's probably played his way into the second round. Drew Phillips from Kentucky is another guy that has some inside outside versatility. That's really been a guy that's been on the rise since our game. A lot of second round love for him. And then you can go down the list. I mean, Chris Abrams Drain from Missouri is a guy that's got some flexibility. That's a super instinctive guy. And then he ran like low 4.4s, and on our GPS stuff during Senior Bowl week, I think Chris was one of our top five fastest guys here in Mobile. So they're going to get a good corner. They are. They could go. I think the sweet spot for corner would be I would rather go tackle early, because mm-hmm. I think that the two corners that are probably going to go in the first round and justified going in the first round would be Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. I think mm-hmm. he'll be the first one off the board, and then Terrion Arnold from Alabama. And then there's a little bit of a gap. And then you got Kool-Aid McKinstry, mm-hmm. who ran faster than teams thought. You know, he mm-hmm. hit four, high 4.4s at his pro day, and I think most teams thought he was going to be like a 4.5 guy. So it'd be him and Wiggins from Clemson. But then you get into the thing about Mikey Sanrastil, Max Melton, Drew Phillips, like these guys are football players. Like they're not little cover guys. They can cover, but like they're tough. They're kind of grimy players. They'll play in run support. They'll play on special teams. Like, so those guys would be pretty cool. So if you wanted to go pecking order of like getting value, I think you're right on track with going tackle first, and then going corner in the second. You're going to get a good corner. You're going to get a starting level corner in the second round.
It's funny that you bring up Sanrastil's ability to play wide receiver, because I would imagine that for Kyle Shanahan, like his wheels have to be turning. It's like, wait, this guy can play corner and I can throw him out there sometimes at wide receiver and totally just throw people off. So it'll be interesting to see. I keep trying to manifest it, which I did a really good job with Jake Moody last year. So I'm thinking my 49ers Michigan manifestation is working. I do a thing every week, Jim, with Ronnie Bell and Jake Moody called Predictable Picks. And they pick how many points Michigan's going to win by every week. And it's been fun. Like Jair Brown, Nick Bosa, Kittle, like a bunch of people have been in it as our guest stars, our guest pickers. So I think of the draft and who would be good in predictable picks. So I'm it's not my job to build the team. It's my job to build my content. So that's how I think of the draft. And so I think Mikey Sanders still would be a great fit in all the ways.
Well, the good thing is Kyle's a really creative coach and an open-minded coach. Mm-hmm. Going back to my days in New England with Adam Peters, who you brought up, we were together there for a long time. And we had Troy Brown on the roster, who Troy was an unbelievable slot receiver. To me, one of the unsung players of those early Super Bowl teams in New England. We got in a situation late in the year one year where we got decimated at corner. And Troy hadn't played corner since like high school. And he went in, we plugged him in at nickel. He had three interceptions in like the month of December, ended up finishing second on the team in interceptions. And he was our starting punt returner. So like, I think there's a lot, again, Coach Belichick was open-minded to it. He didn't want to go, he didn't want to go find some guy off the street and get him trained up in the program. He's like, you know what, let's just flop Troy over there. So yeah, I think Kyle's the perfect guy for a guy like Sanders Drill. I think he'd get the most out of him.
I think so too. I think that will be fun to see if that happens. It's interesting with someone like Sam Rastil, because I wonder, does his size make it that he goes later in the second round, or is he just so good? If you're there, you take him. I'm just curious your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I don't think it. I mean, when you're in the second round, top of the second, bottom of the second, it doesn't matter. I mean, if you like the football player, if he's an inch shorter than your standards at the position are, or whatever, like if you feel like you're given a little bit on the height thing because you really like the player, who cares? I mean, to me personally, like if you're drafting in the late 30s somewhere or drafting around 60, in most drafts, you're going to get basically the same player at both of those spots. So,
okay. That makes sense to me. I'm curious, and this is just an observation, and I'm sure, or I'm wondering if it's just an observation that I forget year after year, but does it feel like there are more guys this year that people fell in love with after the Senior Bowl, after the combine, who've really shot up draft boards? I feel like I've heard of a number of kind of draft darlings, and I don't remember that as much in years past, but I don't know if it's just the kind of thing where I forget from year to year.
That's a good question. I even thought about that, Tracy. I mean, we did. We had a lot of guys have good weeks. And then we had a lot of guys have good weeks here and then go to the combine and have, you know, really show out there. So when you start checking all the boxes through the process, that's when the team starts saying, okay, you know, cause I'll say this about the Senior Bowl. And obviously I'm the biggest promoter of this, of the game. And I'm just a huge believer in it. I was, when I was a scout, I thought this was the best part of the pre-draft process. I feel like you got to know the guys the best here. I think they all make a statement by coming to the Senior Bowl. You know, like we had guys like Leatu Latu and Taliese Fuaga, like guys that are probably going to be, you know, being talked about as top 15 picks. Quinyon Mitchell was a guy that, like, agents were telling Quinyon not to come here and do this, even though he's a Toledo guy and probably, you know, helped him to prove himself against SEC caliber players and whatnot. They didn't need, you know, if you wanted to debate, like, do they need to come? They had a lot of people telling them not to come. So those guys all made statements. You know what? I'm a competitive guy. I love football. I've got nothing to lose. I've got nothing to hide. So yeah. And then they come down here and have good weeks on the field. I think Quinyon Mitchell probably jumped from a fringe first round pick to, he might be the first defensive player taken in the draft. He might go around, you know, 10 or 11. So you check that box. You got a guy that loves football. He's competitive. He looked good against the best of the best. He goes to the combine. He blows it out. He tests well. I mean, what more do they have to do, right? Like, all you're looking for is to check the boxes. So we did. We had a lot of guys that helped themselves. And again, we'll see here in a couple of weeks. I can't wait. To me, I love seeing where these guys go, because I think what's get lost, I'm trying not to get on a soapbox here, but like we lose track of what this process is. Like, it is entertainment. It's fun for us as, you know, fans and outsiders, but like these players, and you get to know them really well, Tracy. Like, you know, we had Ronnie Bell in the game last year. You get to know these guys. Like, this is, draft weekend is a culmination of so much freaking hard work that they've put in during their lives. Like, them, the sacrifices they made, the sacrifices a lot of times their families made to help support them on their journey. So to me, like, I'm excited where all these guys go. So it's going to be a fun here in a couple weeks.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because I think we do forget that. But these are these people's lives, where the rest of us are coming out of college and getting jobs in different areas. This is their job. And I think it's something that sometimes gets lost with fans, and not I get it. You know, you watch people on TV, you see them in the arena, you forget they're humans, but these are people's jobs. And when you're close to it and you see it and they're going to work, I tell a story and I probably shouldn't, but I actually think it's a good kind of perspective story. My first year on the beat, it was my first year being credentialed on the beat. One of the players, I was interviewing him about something and he said something about doing something after work. Like he had to do something after work. And for like a split second, I was like, he has another job. And then I was like, no, this is his work. Like it was kind of I don't know how to explain it, but it was that weird perspective moment. I was like, no, he means this work. And it just, of course that's his job. But I think I was so new to the beat and you forget. And then you realize this, and it's just an important thing to remember. There's the human aspect. And when guys don't get drafted, then they get signed as undrafted free agents. This is their lives. And yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because I think it's something that is forgotten about sometimes when people complain about their stupid fantasy football numbers and that kind of thing. You are dealing with people's lives and livelihoods. And when you call someone trash on the internet, that's a person. And I don't like that.
And we have to be really mindful of it here at the Senior Bowl, too, because, again, I tell our support staff and our staff every year when these guys, before they come down, we have tons of meetings before the guys arrive here in town. But I always hammer home the point every year, like, everyone, this is a job interview for these players, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is the biggest job interview of their lives. This is a stressful week. They're trying to absorb a playbook. They got to get on the field and perform against great players in front of, I mean, you're down there and John Lynch is down there and Mike Tomlin's down there and Kyle Shanahan. Like, I mean, when they're not in Super Bowl, John even came this year for a day, which I appreciated.
Wow.
I mean, you're trying to do that and you're looking around, you're seeing all these NFL guys that you've only seen on TV growing up as a kid. Mm-hmm. And then you have to interview with them at night. And, you know, there's just a lot. So this is this whole thing, this whole process that we all consume and, you know, pump life into and enjoy enjoy the heck out of it. This is the whole process is a job interview. So this is I've been reconnecting with a lot of our guys now that they're out of Combine and Pro Day, you know, wishing them good luck. And, you know, I've been posting stuff about our guys. So they'll hit me up and thank me for, you know, pushing up something out about them. And I'm like, you know, how's the process going? And they're exhausted right now. they are so ready to get to draft weekend. We are crawling to the stretch here, to the finish line.
Remember Jake Moody talking about that, that it's exhausting as a rookie when you're going through this whole process. And then it's a draft and you have rookie minicamp. You never really get a break. And I think that off season for a lot of guys between their rookie season and their second season is huge because they're like, oh, this is what an actual off season.
It's their first time they can actually exhale. We talk about that with the guys, like just what you just laid out. You're going to get drafted. I tell all the guys, like, make sure you're staying in shape because you're going to get drafted. Boom, you're out at rookie minicamp. Boom, OTA start. You got, I mean, all that stuff. And then next thing you know, you're through your rookie year and you can finally exhale. I heard something on the radio today with Caitlin Clark. The WNBA draft is like in a couple days.
It is.
And she's going to get drafted number one by, I think they said, Indiana. The Indiana franchise. She's going to play her first WNBA game on May 3rd.
For this
Indiana. Isn't that insane? Like less than a month from when she's out there in the women's Final Four she's playing. So as bad as these NFL guys got it, she's jumping into her next season like 3 weeks later, which is insane. But
that is insane. Well, I knew the draft was coming up, but I don't think I put together how quickly everything else was going to happen. And that is insane.
Dropping a little WNBA knowledge on you, Tracy.
I love it. We're big on the WNBA at the Fangirl Sports Network, and we're really big on Caitlin Clark. Really, really big on Caitlin Clark.
So as you should be.
I love that you dropped that knowledge. I'm about to be a really big Indiana fan, just like I'm going to be a really big fan of wherever J.J. McCarthy goes. Like my fandom on all kinds of things is just about to be all over the map. I'm already a real big Chargers fan now, bolt up. I'm going to be like all over the map. So this segues into the last group of things I wanted to talk about, and that is, of course, the 18 Michigan guys. I'm not going to make you talk about all 18 of them, but the 18 Michigan guys going into the draft. Obviously, it's an incredible draft for them, but there are a few people specifically that I wanted to bring up. One of them being Zach Zinter, who we, of course, know got hurt in the Ohio State game. Where do you see a guy like him falling? Because it seems that he will be healthy and that he will be fine. Obviously, he didn't get to go through this process and it changed where he was going to go. But is someone going to end up with quite the steal on Zach Zinter?
Yeah, they could. And he's a guy that, you know, we had committed to come here to Mobile and then the injury happens. And that was a huge bummer. But so the guys that get hurt, they kind of become the forgotten men in the process because they're not in Mobile. They're not at the combine. Mm-hmm. I'll say this. I thought Zach took a really nice jump this year on tape. You know, he had a lot of hype in past years. And, you know, there was a lot of early round love, you know, best guard in the class type of stuff in previous years. And then when I watched him over the summer, like good player, you know, good player. He reminded me of like Ben Bredesen. Mm-hmm. We had Ben Bredesen in the Senior Bowl a few years ago, and I think Ben ended up going in the fourth round. And, you know, he's still playing and is on like his second or third contract now. And it's been a starter. You know, that's kind of what I saw Zach as. And then this year, I thought he took a really nice jump. So I would think right now, like grade range, I still think he goes in the third round. If you're saying that medical sounds good, if that's going to check out and teams are good with that, I think he's a guy that you could plug in and start with next year as a rookie. And that's really where that cutoff line is, third round. If you're a team, you're hoping your first three round guys start as rookies. To me, every team I worked for, that was kind of the benchmark. So, I do still think he goes in the third.
I love all this offensive line. Love this draft because I feel like the offensive linemen are usually the unsung heroes of every single football team. And this draft feels very just lots of love for the O-line. And I appreciate that. That will probably change once they get into the league and they're working every day and might go back to being the unsung heroes. But right now it's kind of nice. Another player who did really well at the Senior Bowl, who seems to be getting a little bit of, maybe hype is strong, but I think people are noticing him more, is Roman Wilson.
Yeah.
And would kind of just love your thoughts on him and how you see him plugging in here.
Yeah. Roman's, we had a big grade on Roman over the summer. We had a day two grade on, you know, top 100 grade on Roman over the summer. So he was a priority kind of guy for us to get here. There's always, you know, we've got it. That's one of our grade levels at the Senior Bowl is priority. Because if we want to have a good game, if we want to have a strong game, we have to get those top guys. And I've loved Roman, you know, probably in a different offense. His numbers could have looked a lot different. So I think, you know, from a analytics standpoint, a fantasy standpoint, I don't know how he comes out. All I know is on tape, he's a really good player. He's got versatility to play inside and outside. I think he's really tough. He's got quickness and toughness to play inside. And then he plays bigger than he really is. Whatever the measurements say, Roman plays bigger than that when the ball's in the air. That's why I've compared him to Tyler Lockett of the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. You know, I was with Locke up in Seattle my last job, so around him a lot. And when Tyler goes up to get the football, like a lot of little guys get muscled off the ball and they, you know, they just get beat up by bigger corners. And Tyler was really good at that. He had really had a knack for playing big. And I think Roman has that. And they're both burners. I mean, they both were 4.3 guys. So I've thought a lot about Roman. So it's cool to see that a lot of people are mocking him in like that late second round area. That would be awesome if he goes in the second round. I do think whether it's as a 3 or a 2 next year for whatever team drafts him, he will be on the field and he will be contributing. I think the key stat to look at, and I saw him on a podcast recently and he brought this up. He only had 48 catches, but 12 of them went for touchdowns. And he was on a pace early in the year before Jim kind of took the ball out of the air out of the ball there in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
In the latter half of the year. I mean, I want to say in the first 5 games, he had like 7 or 8 touchdowns. Like he was on a roll early. So no, I think he's a really cool player. I think he'll contribute right away. He's mature. He's smart. Usually those guys, you know, transition quickly when they're as talented as Roman. So we'll see.
And one guy who I can't quite wrap my head around where he would go, but I would just love to hear if you have thoughts, if there's things you're hearing, is Cornelius Johnson.
Yeah, Cornelius, we did a lot of work on him too. You know, we ended up not inviting him to the Senior Bowl, but a player we liked. It's hard when you're only picking 130 players for a game. And especially now we could bring juniors. I think that impacted it this year. We had 17 or 18 really good juniors in the game. So no, Cornelius, again, I think he's probably a guy that's a little undervalued. Mm-hmm. He's got good size. He uses his frame well. And to me, what I loved about him is that he had a knack for stepping up in big games. I think the easy one is Ohio State 2 years ago, mm-hmm. when he just went off against the Buckeyes. So I love guys that kind of step up on big platforms, and Cornelius has done that. And again, similarly, in a more, you know, throw it around scheme, his numbers probably would have looked different as well. So I think he probably goes somewhere on day three. I would guess somewhere in that fifth, sixth round range.
Okay.
But definitely a guy that I think is going to play in the league.
You may be the first podcast guest in weeks that I have not made give me their thoughts on JJ McCarthy.
And, okay, let's do it then.
Okay. Then I would love to hear your thoughts on JJ McCarthy.
So JJ's a guy, you know, we could bring juniors this year, like I said. So, you know, in previous years, you know, I would really have to circle back after, because I'm not going to spin my wheels watching guys in the fall or the previous summer that can't play in the Senior Bowl. That's right. There's not enough hours in the day to do that. Well, this year we had to do it. And so, you know, again, JJ, we knew we were going to invite JJ if he came out in the draft. Like he would have been a no-brainer. I didn't have to like grind through a bunch of tape to figure out JJ McCarthy. We did reach out to him. I got a hold of him and his dad. And again, they played so late. I think that played a little bit of part in it. Who knows? But man, he's had a good process. So I actually circled back like 2 weeks ago and threw a bunch of tape on. And just to see, like, man, it seems like he's getting pushed up here quite a bit. What's this all about? And I will say, I started with the Michigan State game because, again, I love rivalry games. I love, you know, pressure games. And I know Michigan State's fallen on some hard times, but that's still a big football game for the guys in that locker room. There's still a lot of pressure put on that game. And he was lights out. There's so much to like with JJ, like just off the top of my head. You know, obviously the athlete, I wish he would have tested. I wish he would have done all the athletic testing stuff. I wish a lot of these guys, it would have been cool to see Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix. I mean, some of these guys are really high end athletes. And Penix is the only one that ran, and he ran way faster than people thought. He ran like low 4.5s. I would have loved to seen JJ test, because I think he's a really good athlete. He throws it accurately on the move. He makes good decisions. Like, he keeps you out of bad plays, puts you into good plays, like knows when to throw it away, knows when to take a sack. Like Coach Harbaugh said, he said, JJ plays the quarterback position better than anyone else in this draft. And I'm not saying that, but he plays the quarterback position really well. Like he sees it, he processes it. He can make plays when things break down. He makes the smart throw. He makes the smart play. So like now that the coaches are involved in the evaluation process, you know, and they're sitting down with JJ, and he does have legit charisma. I met him at the combine, and I could see where he would walk into a room and kind of light it up. So it makes sense to me. I think he's a guy that will start, you know, right away for whoever drafts him. And I don't think, you know, there's a lot of snarky people on social media right now that are really.
Wait, what? On social media?
They're pushing back against the JJ McCarthy love right now. And I'm not saying this because he's a Michigan guy. Like, I don't do that. You know, like,
if I was
a homer, Jake Moody would have been in the Senior Bowl last year, and he probably should have been. But, like, I have consciously fought against putting too many Michigan guys in the game over the years. Like, we've had more Buckeyes in the game since I took this job. So it's not a Michigan thing. I think JJ's legit. I think whoever gets him is getting a really good player.
I'm glad you said that, because I totally do the Michigan thing 100%. Someone said on Twitter last week, I think the Niners could draft the Michigan water boy, and Tracy would say he was elite. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I can't even argue with that. And honestly, I'm sure the water boy is amazing. So yeah, I believe that that's probably true. So I'm glad that you said that. And I'm glad I asked for your thoughts on JJ. Jim, I've loved having you on the show. Thank you so much for sharing your insight and giving your time. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, Tracy, thanks. I'm sorry it's taken this long. It's great to connect. You know, I love your brother. So really cool. Really cool. We made it happen.
Please let everybody know where they can find you on social media or anywhere else you'd like them to find you.
Yeah. At Senior Bowl is our Twitter handle. Mine is at @JimNagy_SB for the Senior Bowl. It sounds so weird to say. My whole time in the NFL, I didn't have Twitter. I didn't have like I had no social media. So it's weird that I'm like on social media all the time now. But yeah, that's where you'll find us. And the one thing I'll say is, as soon as this draft ends, we have already watched three quarters of the Power Five schools for next year already. So as soon as this draft ends, the following Monday, we will be creating unique content for the 2025 draft. So if you love the draft, that's your thing, give us a follow.
Make sure to check that out, everybody. I am on Twitter at TracyFGSN, on Instagram at Tracy Sandler. If you like what you heard, please give us a 5-star rating and a very positive review. We are brought to you by FIVO. We are brought to you by Bet Online. And those are all my announcements for the day. I'll talk to everybody next time. Bye. All.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.